One of the nice things about being able to do a long form audio and not have to worry about streaming or recording a video or worrying about, like, I got to press all the buttons and make it look like I've done this a billion times before, is that I can do this.
And now we'll see how good you are.
Do you mind telling me what this is all about, mister?
He'll teach you everything!
What the f***?
Language and writing were made available.
No matter what anybody tells you, words and ideas can change the world.
Anything that you could do to help would be very helpful.
Now, first, a little introduction, because some of you, most of you hearing this, have no idea who the hell I am or what I do or anything like that. So let's do a little introduction real quick. For those of you who have heard this before, you know who I am. But for the new folks, hi, I'm John. I operate the writing coach editing business called John Helps You Write Better. And I work with people every day, all different kinds of authors, all different kinds of genres, all different kinds of creative stuff. It's not even authors anymore, because now I talk to screenwriters and playwrights and poets and artists and photographers and sex workers and dancers and loads of different kinds of people for loads of different kinds of things, all designed around the idea that you can write better and make whatever you want to make and do whatever you want to do. That's like core to this. And I've been doing this since 1997. Yeah, I'm ancient. I've been doing this in some way, shape, or form forever. I've worked with traditional publishing on a number of times until they got sick of me or fired me. I've worked with self-publishing authors. I've worked with New York Times bestsellers. I've worked with big books and little books and brand new people and people who have done this before. And It none of that's really relevant. Like, no matter who you are, no matter what you're doing, no matter where you're at, no matter what you want to do, I want to help you do this better. And one of the ways I do that, other than just sort of like showing up and appearing when summoned, is to provide audio and video and streams and recordings, just like this one. If you're looking for more like this, head over wherever you get your podcasts and go search for John Helps You Write Better. You'll find everything. And if you're looking for video content explaining, like, how do I write a query letter and how do I do a pitch and what about this and what about that, head over to YouTube and search for John Adamus, J-O-H-N, that's my name, A-D-A-M-U-S. It'll pop right the hell up. There are hundreds of hours of stuff there. You are free to engage with all of it all you want. And if you want any more than that, beyond that, there's loads more. There's a weekly Patreon. There's loads of stuff, but that's the businessy kind of blurb at the front of this. And I'm working on the business stuff, but really I'm here to help you. So let's put the business stuff to the side and let's do what we do best. Let's help you write better. Ladies and gentlemen, guys, gals, non-binary pals, friends, writers, makers, doers, dreamers, scribblers, enthusiasts, procrastinators, dancers, people with bruises, people with open hearts, people who like salsa, anybody who likes really good whipped cream, anybody who's had cheese in the last 2 hours, people who have gone to the gym, people who were stuck with me in traffic because what the hell was that one guy in the Jeep doing today? Anybody who's vacuumed recently, anybody who's decided they want to just make their world a better place one step at a time, people who have washed their hands today, and most importantly, the comrades. By the way, somebody asked me what exactly defines a comrade. The technical term are the people who listen to this podcast. But in general, anybody who's going to help me change the world for a better place, I'll call you a comrade until, you know, until we find a different term for it. So, hi, comrades. Now, what do I have for you today? This was originally supposed to be a very long stream. I stream on YouTube usually on Tuesdays, but that's usually stuff when there's a lot of graphics because I can put stuff on screen and then talk about it and teach you how to do a thing. And sometimes that makes me really nervous. I'm going to be really honest through this whole thing. So just I want you to be honest too. I want you to be honest with yourself. I want you to be honest with your writing and your creativity and stuff. And that's going to be hard and a little uncomfortable sometimes, maybe a little embarrassing. But I want you to just know that I'm on that level. I get really nervous when I stream because there's like all these really well-polished people with cameras and studios and lights and this and that. And I'm a dude with a tiny little like Logitech camera in a badly lit room that doesn't have soundproofing because I lost it. It's a complicated story. And like the cats come in and out and it's just a mess. And I'm me and I think I look like the cave troll from Lord of the Rings. So I'm not on camera and it's just a whole thing. So streaming makes me very anxious. And sometimes when I want to get it out in video, I make just a straight up YouTube recording. And that's fine, but it's still a lot of work. My primary choice is just to talk to you, to turn on this microphone right here. It's a nice microphone. And just talk. Unstructured and loose. And I know a lot of people give me a lot of shit for A, the fact that I swear, and B, for the fact that it took me 7 minutes to get started. Well, I don't know what to tell you. This is a conversation about how to be creative and a conversation specifically about the five things you need to know and get kind of your head around and get set up and really dig into and really believe, because that's going to make a difference for you in your writing. It's not like five tips to put in your paragraph. Like, I can do that. We can do that all day. I've been doing that forever. I want to talk to your headspace today. I want to talk to your belief in yourself today. I want to talk to your sense of how good a writer you want to be, how good a writer you are right now, and how good a writer you don't think you are right now for whatever reason, whether that's you're not getting, you know, feedback the way you want, or you're worried about rejection, or you don't have people around who are supporting you. Well, just to clue you in on that level, I will always support you. I really and truly believe that anybody, I don't care who you are, anybody can be a writer. Anybody can produce a book. Anybody can be an author that writes a series or has a long career and gets, you know, money from capitalism thanks to the exchange of goods and services. I believe everybody's got a story to tell. And I believe that with enough support, people, you know, believing in you, enough education, the tools to help you do it better, and enough, you know, courage, anybody can be creative and anybody can get beyond the point where they daydream about getting to. Oh, I want to be a famous author. I want to do this. I think you can get there and I think you can get past that. I know you can. It's just a matter of, do you have the right support? Do you have the right tools in your toolbox? Are you willing to try? And I'm hoping today with the five things you need to know to be a really and truly successful author, I'm hoping you're willing to try. So, normally there's like a splashy graphic here. So just picture something pretty. I don't know, puppies or babies or really nice food. I don't know, normally what I do. I want to start with the first point, which is you have to know. You have to know the way that you know that you are a human existing in the world. You have to know the way you know that there will be air to breathe. You have to know the way that you know that the sun is in the sky and the tides move and you know how water feels. And you have to know in the soul of you that you can do this. You can be an author. You can just do it. I say that and people immediately start thinking, yeah, well, I can't do it well. I'm not doing it great. I'm not as good as somebody else. I want you to put all that stuff to the side. Ideally, I want you to like yeet it into the sun, because your ability to succeed here, your ability to do this thing and do it well and get the results that you want has and I'm going to use a technical term now, fuck all to do with where other people are relative to you. It doesn't matter if that lady over there sold 2,200, you know, pre-orders for her weird book about, like, submarine ninjas or something. Doesn't matter. You have an ability to succeed. You have to know it. And you have to hold on to it so deeply ingrained inside you, because there's going to come at least one time, multiple times more likely, where you are going to feel like you don't know what the first fucking thing you're doing is. It's going to feel scary and overwhelming, and what about this and what about that? And then you watch other people do stuff and you worried you're not doing it because they're doing it this way and you're doing it that way. There's going to be so many times where for a billion trillion reasons, you're going to want to quit or walk away or start over. Or you're going to doubt that you're doing it right, or that you're wasting your time, or that you're never just good enough. And believe me when I tell you this. You are good enough. You were good enough yesterday. You're good enough today. You're going to be good enough tomorrow. Your writing is a skill. It's a skill. You can just practice it. You can work on it. You can get more familiar. You can get more education with it. You can get more experience with it. It's a skill. You can do it. It is not something that only a few rarefied people have, and hopefully you get to, like, you know, crib their notes in the study hall, and maybe if you get lucky and scratch the right lottery ticket, you'll win too. It's a skill. It can be developed. You are capable of learning things. You learned how to walk, possibly. You learned how to speak. You learned how to sit upright. You learned how to, you know, engage with your world. You learned how to maybe boil water, tie your shoes, ride a bike, drive a car, pay a bill. You learned how to love somebody. You learned how to vacuum. You learned a million billion things. This is something you can learn. And your level of ability to be a writer is in part based on your willingness to learn tools, but also your willingness to unlearn certain bad behaviors, bad habits, really, really unhelpful, like, terrible things that you've acquired from people. Like, if people told you that you weren't good enough, or you're not this, or you're not that, and it made you feel bad about yourself, or that some element of your personality is bad or wrong because maybe you're really into something and they're not, or they think it's weird that you're, like, so chatty, or what the fuck ever. Those behaviors, those limits other people put on you that you adopted, those things you came to believe about how writing should be, or creativity should be, or being a writer should be, those are the things that are not helping you get where you want to go. They're just not helping. And if you can unlearn those and free up mental space so that you can bring in more tools like believing in yourself, more tools like organizing your story, more tools like understanding how to write a pitch and a blurb and how to deal with social media and how to market and whatever else, you can replace the garbage bullshit with helpful stuff, and you will get where you want to be and beyond. But you have to start with knowing indivisibly, without any doubt, that you can do this. Not just because some guy on the internet says you can. Not just because, well, I guess I can do it when I make a sale. Nope. You got to know before all that stuff even happens. Before you log on for the day, before you start scrolling social media, before you barely get your feet on the floor in the morning, you have to know that you can do this, and that nobody else, no other person, not your parent, not your spouse, not your partner, not your kids, not your co-author, not your, you know, that lady who sits at you next to you at work, not the rando over there, not the 15 guys in your DMs, not anything else. Nobody else can stop you but you. You might let other people stop you. You might be letting other people influence and steer you, but this is your ship, Captain. And if you have a place you want to go, the only way you're going to get there is if you get yourself there. Loads of other people can help. Loads of other people can, you know, help you navigate, teach you a thing or two, tell you where the water's rocky, tell you the better way to go, point you out and give you this and that and the other thing. But ultimately, the driving and getting to your goal comes to you. And the only way you're ultimately going to get there is by first believing strongly, indivisibly, down in the very guts of you, that you can do this, that you have the ability to do this. We're going to dive deeper into that in like two-ish points, but for now, point number one, you can do this. Period. We're not going to debate it. We're not going to argue it. I'm not interested in hearing the rationalizations or the justifications as to why you think you can't. I love you. I don't want you to do that to yourself. Be nicer to my friend, please. Believe in yourself. You're good enough to do that. That's point number one. Point number two, well, okay, fine. You can believe in yourself. Good. You know you can do it, but it's hard to do it. There's like a lot of moving parts. What about characters? What about plot? What about a pitch? What about an agent? What about a query letter? What about, you know, a theme? What about chapter two? What about chapter 10? What's mid-novel SAG? All those things. There's a billion things and gears and buttons and levers and doodads and bells and whistles and loads of different stuff. You feel like you have to constantly keep in the air, like one of those wild circus acts where the dude is just like juggling 40 things while trying to tell you really bad jokes. It's not like that. I mean, it feels like that. It looks like that, but it's not actually like that, because it doesn't have to be that way. Because the plain and simple truth of point number two is there is no right and there is no wrong here. You can't make a wrong choice. You can't fuck this up. You can't. You can't write a thing that is so hosed that it, how, you know, oh my God, you've wasted your time. The keyboard cops, because all cops are bastards, aren't going to come and take away your keyboard because you wrote a bad paragraph you have to delete. For shame. You're not going to get booted out of the village. You're not going to be sent, you know, out into the wastelands. You can't screw this up. You can make some mistakes. You can have a hard time. You can be in your own way. You can be trying a thing that isn't working for you. But that doesn't mean there's a right and a wrong. Because there's a million bajillion people making books, telling stories, crafting art, doing whatever. And they're all doing different stories. And they're all doing different things. And it looks different and it feels different. And if they're all succeeding, we can watch them. We can go log on. We can go buy their books. We can go see their little praise pats on the head tweets. We can see them doing well, right? If they're doing all those things, but they're all doing those good things differently. I made air quotes, good things. If they're doing all that stuff and it's going well for them and it's vastly different for them, that person's different than that person, different than that person, then it's also equally different for you, which means there is no right way and there is no wrong way that you have to try and guess. This isn't like a weird game show where there's like the top one answer on the board and you have like 3 seconds and two letters and good luck. Not like that at all. This isn't about right and wrong or valid and invalid. This isn't about like the correct versus the like the wrong. You're not failing a test. This is an English class. We're out of school. We're not going to get graded. No one's going to care about like, you know, you mentioned the wrong kind of shoe or like, you know, that's the wrong number of buttons on a coat or like you just straight up made up a country. Like that's fine. You can do that. You can do all those things. You can use brand names. You can say your character had a Coke. Who gives a shit? What, Coke's going to get mad at you because you positively mentioned their product? Who cares? There is no right and there is no wrong. There is no valid and therefore there is no invalid. There is only this. There is what works for you to get you to your goal. And there is the stuff that does not work for you. Now, what does work for you mean? Well, you had an easier time doing it this way. You couldn't do it that way. You didn't like doing it that way. It felt weird. It felt, it, you know, slowed you down. It made you frustrated. It didn't come out smoothly. Not smoothly the first time, every time. This isn't like, you know, you've got to get it right on the first try. But it just felt more natural or easy with less stress, less mental agony to do it in a certain way versus doing it in another way. The word I like to use for this is efficiency. But sometimes when I use the word efficiency, people hear efficiency and think minimalism, like the fewest number of moves that do the mostest. And like, I know that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying this system, this model, this idea, this lesson, this concept, whatever you want to, whatever it is, this way works for you. So then do that. That way doesn't work for you. Well, then don't do that. No one's asking you to do that. You're not bad or wrong if you do the way you do and it works for you. The goal is still the goal. You can still produce a book. No one gives a shit. Nobody gives a shit. No one's going to care if, you know, you didn't entirely map out chapter 4 in advance. You sat down and kind of mapped half of it out and figured you'd write the rest of it when you got there. Who's going to know? Who's going to ask? That's just not a thing. And I know social media loves to talk about, like, oh my God, someone's going to give you a 1-star review. Fine. Go ahead. Take all the 1-star reviews. Bomb the shit out of things. Bomb them like it's America attacking brown people. Go to town. It doesn't matter. Your goodness, your quality, remember step lesson point number one? Your goodness and quality is indivisible from you. What other people think, that's on them. What other people say, that's on them. Your ability to be successful at this comes from your effort, not their opinion. Your ability to be successful at this comes from your effort, not their opinion. And I know I've said that before, and a lot of writers have been like, yeah, but we need an audience. Yeah, but you know how many people are on this planet? Not all of them are going to be cool. Some of them are fucking assholes. And we don't want to hang out with assholes. Some of them are Nazis. You really want Nazis liking your book? I mean, yeah, they'll spend $4.99, but they're also Nazis. Come on. You get a chance to define yourself and believe in yourself and do what you want to do in a way that works best for you. Now, that doesn't mean you get to, like, cut corners because you're like, I don't like climaxes. I'm not going to write one. No. Or I don't want to, like, use periods. Yeah, I mean, I guess technically you cannot press the button on the keyboard. No one's stopping you from typing. But you remember, like, we're trying to fit your art into the world. You're trying to make your thing go out there so that somebody else goes, I dig that. I like this person. I like what they're, you know, sort of like that, what's that, that sort of meme? My wife and I saw you across the bar and we dig your vibe. Can we buy you a drink? Now, I know that's like the creepy side of things, but the idea is there. Like, hey, I found your art. I dig your art. Do you have more art, please? That's where we're going with this. That's the point. But your art comes out of you. And your art can have all the different tools. If you want to use one method for making characters and another completely different total method for making chapters and another other method for making like your climax work, go ahead. The point is to get you from where you're at to where you want to go. Nobody, I don't care if it's an agent who's going to exploit you for 10% at least of your work, or a publisher, or a traditional publishing editor, or some fucking rando at a panel, whatever. I don't care, you know, that they're going to like demand a certain thing or say a certain thing. You have your art. It's yours. You made it. You're trying to get it out in the world. Which takes us to point three. You have to do you for you. I say that and I sort of nod. I realize you can't hear my nod in headphones. So this is what I mean. Your story. You're making it. Whatever it is. Whatever genre it is. Romance novel, fantasy novel, romanticy, murder mystery, political thriller, big giant epic sci-fi. Whatever. Whatever it is. There are certain things you have to do, sort of structures, to make your story that kind of story. You have to, like, you know, with a murder mystery, you're probably going to need a murder. Or, you know, with a sports story, you're probably going to need a sport. But the beyond that, the particulars of like, oh, I need to have a certain thing to do this, or I need to have X percent of this, or I need to have blah, 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 blah. This is not a checklist. There are no checklists. I don't care who you've talked to. I don't care what some other, you know, jagoff on the internet says. There are no checklists. I know that some traditional publishers employ AI, you know, plagiarism software, theft machinery, to turn everything into a checklist because their job is to commodify things, make products out of stuff. They want to produce as cheaply as possible, as lazily as possible, to sell as quickly as possible. Now, that's not really the topic we're covering today, but it does sort of speak to part of the topic, because I have seen too many authors lately sit there and say something like, well, I don't know what a publisher wants. I don't know if I like, how do I give them what they want? First of all, that's the wrong attitude. I love you, but you're wrong. We're not in the business of giving them what they want. Like we're trying to appease a spouse so that they stop being angry at us. That's not how this works. That's an unhealthy relationship, and we're not down for unhealthy relationships. We're here to do this healthy. We're here to be our best selves. So instead of trying to guess what somebody wants and jump through their hoops, where we want to go and what we want to do, no matter how you publish, this applies to anybody writing anything down. You need to do your thing. What the publisher wants, and when you self-publish, you're the publisher, so this applies to you too. What a traditional publisher wants, what you as the self-publisher want, is a story that you can sell to another person. Period. Not a story that has 22.6% representation of this thing, not somebody who uses exactly this many semicolons, not a story that has, you know, 1.6 dogs in it. Nope. Nothing like that. There's no checklist. We're not trying to take a plane off from the runway. We don't need flaps and ailerons and temperatures and knobs and doodads and whatever else. You need your story, and you need to be able to sell it. And if your next thing out of your face is, yeah, but I don't know what sells, when you write your story your way, whatever it is, and you write it to the best of your ability, and you get support and the tools to do that, it will sell. Period. Period. I know this. I know this because this has been my job since 1997. I know this because I can go to a bookstore and buy the books of people I have worked with. I can put them on my Kindle. I have a whole bookcase. I know this works. Your job is to not try and appease a publisher with some percentages or appease a publisher by writing what you think they want, like we're playing some kind of weird guessing game. Your job is to produce the best book you can your way, whatever that is. So if you want a character to be this or the country to be that, or that the shoes have this kind of buckle, or that they don't have, you know, chickens, or the sky is orange, or whatever the hell else, then you can have that. And if you're about to go, yeah, but John, somebody's gonna complain it's not historically accurate. Okay, hold up. You're writing fiction, right? Like, these are made up people. They're doing made up things. Who gives a shit if the made up people doing made up things are historically accurate? Like, make up stuff. Who's gonna tell you you're wrong in a made up kingdom of your own made up creation? Again, we're not in school. We're not trying to get an A. We're not trying to do the best mechanical job. We're not trying to, like, make the teacher happy. You are trying to produce the story that only you can produce, to the best of your ability with the best tools possible. It's not about right and it's not about wrong, and you can do this. But you need to do this for you while you are in the writing process, and whatever your writing process may look like, we'll talk about that in a second, but while you are writing, while you, you know, in the pre-I'm done stages, so first draft, revisions, second draft, revisions, third draft revisions, before you send it off to another human being to do anything with it, whether that's a beta reader, whether that's an editor, whether that's just a random friend who wants, you know, like, hey, can you give this a read for me? See if this sucks. Whatever it is, before it leaves you for the first time anywhere, you have to do this thing in whatever way works for you. Like, there's no, I don't know how to tell you this, but you get to make what you want, and you get to do that in whatever way works. And if this thing works for you in a certain way, then that's the way that it does. You don't have to have, like, a mandatory plot twist or a mandatory happily ever after, or a your horror movie that has an, you know, a semi-redemptive theme, or like a scary monster that is a projection of the character's inner monologue. You don't have to do those things. I know other stories do those things. That's delightful. Good for them. I've also done a million things that look like other things other people have done. It's not the point. The point is that you're not making this to try and make them happy. You are trying to make this book, whatever it is, in the way that is most comfortable and most productive for you, that best demonstrates the things you want to say. Hey, I'm making a romance novel. This is how I think love should be. Hey, I'm making a fantasy story because this is a fantasy story that is, you know, engaging and enjoyable because I like this idea or I like that idea. A publisher wants a book they can sell. The finer points underneath that, yeah, we can talk about them someday. We can debate them someday. We can debate about this or that other problem. But it comes down to they need a book and your job is to make a book. And it seems like a natural sort of synthesis. It just kind of goes together. You're going to do your thing your way. And how you choose to do that, whether you are like somebody who's going to have 50 million open like notepads on your table or your desk or whatever, or you keep everything in one Dropbox folder, or whether you use Post-it notes, or whether you keep it all in your head because you're afraid someone's going to steal your idea because you got scared on the internet, or whether you are somebody who has like everything color-coded and organized to fucking death and beyond. If it works for you, do it. And don't let other people come in and change your method solely for the sense of saying, well, this is the method I use, you should do it too. How someone does a thing is not necessarily how you need to do a thing. What works for you does not necessarily work for them. And you adopting their method does not guarantee their results. It just doesn't. I can practice it. I can tailor it. I can repeat it. But that doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to get the same results. There is no one single way. Here's point number four. There is no one single way to make a book. There isn't. Everything you probably have seen or argued about on social media as to what makes a book is entirely on some level an opinion. Everything. Word count. Number of characters necessary, what tense to write in, whether or not a genre should have a certain thing, the number of, you know, ducks in a box in a children's story. It comes down at some point to an opinion, which means you get to agree with it and go with it or change it as you need to. Just like writing process. If you want to make an outline that looks like the outlines they taught you in school with Roman numerals and capital letters, and you like that, you know, you like that because it makes sense to you, great. If your outline looks like a bunch of bullet points, if your outline looks like a grocery list that kind of like got smushed at the bottom of your purse, if you have like a, like just a pile of notes on your fucking phone, whatever it is, and it works for you, do it. Who's going to stop you? Other than you. Now, traditional publishing is going to at some point say, well, give me an outline. This will probably be for later in the writing publishing process. And the reason they do that is to just, you know, honestly, look, here's why they do that. The same reason why you write a synopsis. Because those materials, those files, get distributed to people who are making decisions about books. And not everybody reads the manuscript. Some people read the manuscript, other people get the synopsis, other people get the outline. Then they all read it and they get on the same page as like, oh, that's what the story is about. Then they come together and talk about it and say yes or no and reject the book. That's what they do. That's why you need those things. That's why they ask for those things. It's to see if you can follow directions like grade school. But beyond that, when you take that out of the picture, and again, we're just talking about you doing the writing, however you want to do it is fine. You want to do it in Scrivener? Sure. You want to do it in Ulysses? Delightful. You want to do it just in like legal pads with a fancy ass pen? Sure. You want to do it on your laptop? You want to do it on a desktop? You want to do it on your phone? You want to do it on your iPad? Who gives a shit? There is no one right way to do anything. Now, there are some structures and pieces of writing that have a particular formula. To do a plot twist, you need this. To do a, you know, a temptation revelation cycle in a romance or a horror story, you have to do that. But beyond that, once you understand the formula, just like periods and semicolons and dashes and commas, once you understand like, oh, that's what we're trying to do here, these are the tools we can use for it, you can play around with it. it becomes, writing, I mean, becomes very much jazz at some level. And you don't have to be a certain level of good enough already to go start playing jazz. You don't. I know it often feels like that, but you can be brand new and just be out here trying, and that's fine. And the goal is to give you tools to help you succeed in the direction and way you want to towards the goals you have. There is no one single way. There is no one best outlining practice. There is no one best chapter 5 practice. There is no best way to write a this or a that. I teach a lot of methods. I have a lot of advice available. And if I say a thing and you're like, I tried that, it didn't work. Okay, guess what? I got 5 other things, 10 other things, in some cases, 30 other things that we can give a try, something somewhere in some capacity. Because it doesn't have to be everything. Maybe you're the person who is going to, you know, make me think of a whole new way to present a thing. There's always some way. It doesn't have to look like anybody else's. It's the way that works for you. And you, remember, if we go back to point one, you have to know you can do this, which means you have to believe in your tools. And if you're having trouble with your tools, you're just feeling unmotivated, you're feeling stuck, you're feeling like, I don't know what to do, I don't know if I'm doing this right, I know there is a pull or a drive to go get on social media and ask somebody just to like give you a hug gif and like tell you it's going to be okay. And that's fine and good for you for getting support. But there's nothing wrong with getting like actual like trained support. Did you know, for instance, that I have free appointments? Now, that's kind of a shameless plug, but like that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. You can just come ask for help. Absolutely. Just ask for help. I know it's embarrassing. I know it's scary. Who knows what that random guy from the internet's going to say? Well, that's the guy who believes in you. That's the guy who wants to see you succeed. That's the guy who wants to, you know, be one of the first 10 people to buy your book on release day. That's what I want to do. So can I help you do that? Because I'd like to have that happen. I bet you would like to have that happen. This is not a sales pitch. This isn't me saying like, you know, fuck those other guys, come hang out with me. This is me telling you that there are loads of different ways to accomplish this. And the best thing you can do is be brave enough to ask for help. To admit you don't know a thing does not reduce your value. It doesn't make you stupid. It doesn't make you bad. It doesn't get you kicked out of the club. To ask for help takes courage, and writing, being creative, opening and being vulnerable to the world requires courage. You need to be brave because this shit gets scary because you're taking a risk. You're sharing something that is personal and emotional to you and you're putting it out in the world. And yeah, I know it turns around and it becomes a product and a book and it becomes sold with an ISBN and a sales page. At the end of the day, it's still this thing that you cried and sweat and worried over. It's still this thing that kept you up. It's still this thing that you put off for 6 months because you felt like shit. It's still this thing you dabble with. It's a thing you wrote 10 years ago that you're just now getting back to. Whatever it is, it's personal to you. It's a part of you that's going out into the world. So ask for help. There is no one way to do a thing, and there is nothing wrong with doing it not alone. You're not a better writer because you're struggling or suffering or starving or operating without anybody else. The number of writers who get really fussy, that's not even the right word, shitty. They get really shitty about like, I'm my own editor. I do this on my own. All right, ego having bro, that's cool. But you know, if you ask for help, you'd probably have an easier time. You'd probably go a little faster. You'd probably be surprised to find out that you actually don't suck at this. Because, yeah, some things would be wrong, but we're not always trying to be perfect. We're just trying to move towards our goal. There is no one way to do this. You don't have to try and guess. You don't have to try and be good enough. You don't have to win everybody's approval before you start. You don't have to do it in a way that doesn't upset other people. You don't have to do it in a way that doesn't make too much noise or draw too much attention to yourself. You have the ability to take up fucking space. Own it. Own that you're good enough and give it a try. And when you need help, you can ask for help and it doesn't invalidate anything you've got going on. It's just there to help you. It's there to help you be the best you can be so that you can create the best story you can so that you can go do the things that you say you want to do. Now, I know I promised this would be an hour, but there have been some like edits and we're on the last point, and I don't know if this is going to be an hour, but I want to thank you. If you've come this far and listened to this, thank you for being here. Thanks for giving me a chance. Thanks for being new to me and being open for this. Because it matters to me. This is what I do every day. Every day. I do this for like between 3 and 7 people a day every day, mostly all year. I take my birthday off. I take Christmas off. That's really about it. This is what I do. I love to do this. Thank you for the chance to make something awesome with you. Thank you for the chance to help me and help you along the way. Thanks for letting me do more of what I love. Thanks for listening. Now, let's go hit this fifth point, because I have watched too many people over the years give up. We have to talk about giving up. We have to talk about walking away. We have to talk about kind of just saying like, ah, fuck it, it's too hard, I don't want to do it. Now, what often happens with this is they find like different reasons, I'm making air quotes, to do or quit, like the justified, oh, I have to do this, or oh, you know, that happened, or like I need to focus on this instead or whatever. And what that, I'm sure those reasons are valid, right? Like you do have to go, you know, get your hair cut. You do have to go like mend fences with that person. You do have to like, you know, work your job or whatever. I get it. Those are valid to a degree. I'm talking about beyond that. I'm talking about the willingness you have to take this thing that is important to you, the thing you have dreamt of and thought about and planned to do, and then suddenly go, yeah, I can't do it anymore. You're the one who makes that decision, not the publisher, not the people who, you know, said no to your query letter, not the people who gave you 3 stars, not 4 stars, not 5 stars, not, you know, not the randos who were like, I don't like your book, or I don't read romance, or whatever the hell else. You were the only one who can make the decision to give up and walk away. And you are the only one who has to stay away. The best thing you can do is not quit. Because if you don't quit, even if you take a break, I don't care if you take like a 30-year break, who gives a shit? You're not dead. So there's still a chance you can do it. I like your odds. But you're in charge of when you quit. You're in charge of walking away. The only way this book fails, this only way this book doesn't do what you want to do, is if you stop writing it. And I'm not talking like I'm going to take a weekend off because I want to go like to the beach or something. Or, you know, I get sick and I got to take 2 weeks. That's not what I mean. I mean walking away and going, this dream was stupid, I wasted my time. This dream is not stupid, you did not waste your time. What you are lacking is support. What you are lacking is a cheerleader. What you are lacking are the tools to get you past the roadblock that you're maybe scared of or bothered about or anything like that. There are tools for that. There are people you can talk to help. There are ways around this that don't involve going on social media, making a post, and hoping 15 people heart it. You can get real help, and it's not expensive. A lot of it's fucking free if you just ask. You don't always have to quit, and it's not always a matter of like, oh my God, the sky is falling. Everything's terrible at the first sign of adversity. Obstacles are going to happen. You're going to get rejected. You're going to get people who don't buy your book. You're going to get people who write shitty comments. They're going to write bad reviews. They're going to one-star it for bullshit reasons. You're going to, you know, not necessarily be the main character one day on social media, but you will certainly have days where the world doesn't, you know, break the way you want. That's not your fault. You didn't do anything wrong. You got up today, you took your meds, you opened your eyes, you took a shower, you brushed your teeth maybe, you got up and you got moving, and you're doing your best to punch the challenges of the day in the nose. That's hard. You don't have to quit. You can feel like you want to quit, but quitting is the worst thing you could do, because the only way you don't get to your dream is if you don't make progress towards it. That doesn't make the dream bad. It doesn't mean you have to go like, oh, that's my lofty big dream, but I should have small dreams because I'm not good enough. Remember our first point? You are good enough. You can do this. It can be that simple. Don't quit. Get help. Ask for help. Writing group. Make one if you don't have one, or ask to join one. Don't just jump on Facebook and take Facebook advice on value. Have you seen the internet? It's full of weird shit. You don't have to go through this alone. You don't have to suffer. You don't have to have this be this thing that you toil with alone. Other people want to help, not steal your idea, not break you down, not hurt you and leave you tired and freaked out. You can get help. Not because you're real bad and, oh my God, you're a burden and it's a pity case, but because you're a person trying to be honest and creative with the world, and that should be nurtured and supported and loved very loudly and helped, because that's how we make the world a better place. The whole point of our art, whether it's a romance novel or pictures of your feet or photography or your Etsy shop or whatever, the whole point of art is to elevate us from where we were to where we could be. We looked at the moon and decided we were going to get there because people had for centuries drawn and talked about the moon. And then science came along and helped us get there. We have used our art as a springboard towards a better place. You want to talk about freedom and revolution? I'm big on freedom and revolution. You want to talk about, you know, making the world better and brighter? It needs your work in it to do that. And when you give up, and when you walk away because you're scared or you're overwhelmed and you don't ask for help when help is available, when you walk away, you snuff a candle out that keeps the world a little brighter in the dark spots. You don't have to quit. You don't have to give up. I understand it's hard. I understand it's scary. But the way it gets less scary, the way it gets easier, is with tools and support. And it all begins with that rock solid idea that you're good enough. And from there, we have to understand that, yes, you're good enough. So whatever you do, since there is no one right way and 10 million wrong ways, whatever you're doing that is helping you succeed and helping you move closer to your goal, it's working. And that's the right way to go. That's the right thing. It's not valid and invalid or good enough and not good enough. It's just about doing what works best. And if you want it to work better, like it's doing, but you're curious to see if you could go better, ask for help. Because you're doing this for you. Yes, there's a publisher. Yes, there's sales. Yes, there's business. That's over there. Over there. You'll get there. But right now, you're in the making stage. And it's a big stage. And it could take as long as you want. And it doesn't mean it's better if it's faster. This is not like who's ever done the test first gets to go to recess. It takes as long as it takes. It is what it is. You're going to do this for you. And either other people will get the fuck on board or they won't. And you go find more people who will get the fuck on board. Even if that hurts. Even if it's hard. And even if you really wish some people would get on board, some people just aren't. And that's on them. That's not your fault. You don't have to have everyone like you. You need some people to love you. Hi. I'm one of those people. I got your back. Always. Doesn't matter if you're listening to this and you have no clue who the fuck I am, or if you don't like me. I don't care. It's not going to change. I got your back. That's just what I do. It's how I'm wired. The final point is that you don't have to quit and you don't have to give up. And you can always ask for help. You can always get help because there's so many different ways to try and accomplish this thing. One way is not better than the other. One way isn't more right or less right. It's about what tools you can put in your toolbox to help you get where you want to go and beyond. That's what I do. That's the whole point of this recording. So again, thank you for letting me offer some tools, offer some ideas, help you get on track today, help you do a little bit better today. I truly hope that this is okay to tell you. I truly hope that you can hear this. I truly hope that you give yourself a chance to be as good as you swear you want to be. And it's time to stop saying that one day I'll believe it and one day I'll do it and one day it'll be nice when that happens. And it's really and truly time to start saying, today might not be the day where I believe it the entire day, or today might be, you know, a day where I'm not 1,000% where I want to be. But today's a day I can get part of 1% there. every day you take forward progress to your goal. Even if it's just one word on the page, even if it's just one conversation, even if it's just sitting down and committing to yourself that you believe in yourself and you can do this. And if you don't know how, you can find out how. One step at a time. That's the point. No big sales pitch. No big, hey, click my link and spend a bajillion fucking dollars. Believe in yourself. It's free. Do your best. It's hard work, but you don't need a credit card. Do the best you can. Ask for help when you need it. Even if you're not sure you need help, ask anyway. They can always just reassure you that you're on the right track. You don't have to do this alone. You don't have to keep failing. You're not bad or wrong, but maybe it's time to get some help and get better. Thank you so much for checking this out. It really means the world to me. I want you to go forward today and be okay. Do well. Embrace it. Believe in yourself, because I sure as fuck do. I will talk to you soon.